Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. You tell us our embarrassing stories. We tell you our embarrassing stories. Sometimes you tell your own, and we love when that happens. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
I beat you again. Something embarrassing happened right before I got here.
And I was love that.
Like, don't tell this because this is embarrassing. But now,
obviously, tell
I'm
it.
I'm going to tell it. So I drank a carbonated beverage and I swallowed it down the wrong pipe, but I paused because I felt like I could control the coughing. I just like knew I wasn't going to cough.
Wow.
Then I did cough really loud and then I peed my pants and I had to change right before I got here.
No.
To change my pants.
Wait, so it happened in the car as you were leaving
and
you just had to
goodbye to Elliot.
Go back to your house.
Very mature about it. He was like, goodbye. And then I said, and then I had to go back in and change my pants because I just never.
You're like,
I don't
just
know.
Kidding.
I just coughed so hard. It was so terrible.
Relatable.
So terrible.
I know I was racking my brain for embarrassing things too. And a dumb one that happened though. Took my son to Panda Express. He wanted some orange chicken.
Yum.
And we were like standing in line and he was standing like right. I mean, so he will stand right next to me. I'm like, dude, can I have like a second to breathe? Can you like back off?
Like he's standing right next to you ordering?
Wherever we go, whatever we do, he's like up my butt. Like he's just like right there all the time.
He's just talking to you?
So,
or?
Yeah, he's just like glued to me. Like it's cute, but like
so
I'm all the time. I'm like, dude, back up.
Yeah.
So I was like grabbing the food and I turn around and he's always like right next to me. So he went ahead of me, but he had been standing so close to me that I didn't realize he was like blocking one of those. They had like a really tall, like up to my hip, like I guess they just mopped the floor or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, no.
But he was blocking it. So when he moved, I just turned and I ran right into it and like almost fell over and looked so stupid like in the Panda Express. So it was a little
one.
Did
you drop any of the food?
I didn't. The food didn't get dropped.
There you go.
I just like ran right into a freaking sign that was right in front of me. So it looked really funny and stupid, but it was because he like darted out of the way and I just didn't see it, you know?
Yeah.
It was funny.
It can happen to anyone.
It can happen to anyone at any time.
I
you
think
can
it's
pee
so
your pants in your
huge.
Car. You can run into a sign. You can
cough
do all these
so
things.
So hard you pee. It's so embarrassing.
There's a lot of things that can happen in your day.
Yep.
We're here for all of it.
We are a cauldron?
A
receptacle
curiosities.
For your embarrassing stories.
A trash can.
Receptacle?
If you will. We are
wrong
a wastebasket
word.
Of wonder.
No. Like this of wonder. Wastebasket of wonder. That'd
we're
be our band.
A wastebasket of wonder. Okay, so we actually have a caller for our first story. Her name's Michelle. I saw her story on TikTok and I thought it was funny and relatable. And I asked her if she would share it with us and she said yes.
Woo.
Her TikTok handle is at Michelle, which is MichelleSyriBouth. So if you want to go give her a follow, that is her handle on TikTok. Let's call her up.
Let's call her up.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hello.
We're so excited.
I'm from a small town, so I feel like a celebrity.
You are a celebrity today.
We're so excited
that
you're doing
that
this.
Story with the world. So I know your story, Mary Kate doesn't, which is exciting. Oh, so she gets to hear
so
it
happy.
With everyone else for the first time.
Okay. So my whole life, I feel like is embarrassing, but this one takes place in 2020 during COVID. And the whole world was just weird back then. You know, it was like they shut down school. You couldn't get toilet paper. You couldn't get anything cleaning related that was like a disinfectant. Well, somebody posted in our Facebook group that restocked toilet paper. And they posted a picture. And it showed all this toilet paper. And it was like gold. I was like, oh, my gosh, we were down to two rolls.
No, that is the best feeling. And people did. I remember that too. And rushing to a place and being like, oh my God, they have toilet paper. I went to one store and they were literally passing it around. We were all like a little chain, all passing the toilet paper to each other.
Like,
it was magic.
The story now is just weird.
Yeah.
Like the hype of getting toilet paper. So I told my husband I was going to Walmart to get the toilet paper. I get there, mask up. But while I was there, you know, I didn't get out often because it was during COVID. So I got a lot of things, groceries for the kids. I even scored hand sanitizer. That was another like exciting thing.
Yes. I loved it.
I have tons of stuff in my buggy, which is shopping cart. I'm from Oklahoma. I say buggy, but everybody else says shopping cart.
Yeah.
So I have tons of stuff in my buggy and I go out, I load my car, the back, full of all my groceries. The only thing I had left in my cart was eggs and bread because I keep them in the front seat. Well, it's hot and it's even hotter because, you know, you wear those masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell myself, I'm going to start my car, get the air conditioner going, put the bread and eggs in, then I'll go put my cart up. So I lean in my car. So I'm halfway in it. I'm like sitting on the seat, but my feet are still out of the car. The car door is open and my key like gets stuck and I'm starting to have anxiety because I think something's wrong with my ignition. I mean, I have to call my husband to come fix the car. And I look over and this lady, like, I kind of know her, like just an acquaintance. Like if we were to see each other inside the store, it would have been like, hi, how are you? And she'd been like, good, how are you? But we don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Small town. Nice. Anyways, she's just staring at me, but like, she's like putting off bad energy. Like she's irritated. And it was awkward because she's super close to my car door. And I look at her and I'm like, hi, how are you? And she's like kind of frowning and she's like, good. But she doesn't freaking move. She's still standing there just staring at me. And I was thinking, this is not the time to chit chat. You know, I'm hot. I'm sweating. And so since she doesn't move, I say, so is your family staying safe? Because that's what you say during COVID.
Oh, well, you're so nice. And, like, I didn't say any of that out here for the whole COVID. Go on.
And she looks at me and she's like, my family is fine. Why are you in my car?
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like humiliated because I was like irritated with her that she's like, you know, standing so close while I'm in a moment, like not getting my car to start. And the whole time it was her car. So that's why she's irritated.
So she just left it unlocked and you just were able to load it up, get in there. You didn't notice that there were different things that weren't yours in there.
Right. And that's the irony of it all. My dad, he has literally yelled at me my entire life. Why don't you lock your car? We live in a small town and I've just never locked it. And apparently I'm not the only one because she didn't lock her car either.
That is so funny.
But like this was 5 years ago and my kids were a lot younger then. And you would have thought that I would have noticed like her car was super clean. My car has like kid shoes, like all kinds of shit in the back. You know, that didn't dawn on me like, hey, this is a clean car. But
you're like,
it was
wanna
humiliating
trade?
Because, so- yeah, right. I had to literally pop her hatch and get all my groceries back in the car. Oh my gosh. It was literally crazy.
The walk
of
shame.
Only this would happen to you. Yeah, it was definitely the walk of shame.
So I have a question. She kind of was like coming up to her car and sees this woman loading it, her groceries in it, and then gets in that car, her car. And what she does is she just kind of stands there and stares at you like annoyed. That is so funny. So she clearly wasn't threatened by you.
Yeah.
She was just like,
well, I don't think she seen me load the car. I think she came out and I'd already loaded it and she was thinking,
is this my car? Like,
why is Michelle sitting in my car?
Oh yeah, because she did. You are kind of acquaintances, so that is too. Yeah, like excuse me, what are you doing in my car? She's trying to be nice still instead of just being like, get the fuck out of my car.
Yeah, she was like, but I like how she's like, I'm fine. My family's safe. Like, she still answered your question, even though you're like sitting in her car and she just doesn't know what's going on. She's still like, we're all doing fine. You know, don't worry about us. But like, what? Then
get out of my car.
Yeah, also, what's happening here? Is the underlying
statement.
Yeah,
the worst part was like literally having to get all my shit out of her car because
that's
like,
so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Well, were things awkward between you two after this happened?
Have you seen her since?
Did it bring you closer?
No, I actually have only seen her one time since then.
Oh, so funny.
And it was like actually at a stoplight, like by Starbucks. I was like, oh, there's the lady that I loaded my groceries in her car.
Was she driving
what
the
she's
same
doing today?
Car as you? Like, you guys are driving the same car.
She actually was, but I don't have that car anymore.
Okay.
But
I love it.
She was still in the same car.
That
anyways, that was so that funny. Was my story.
Oh, yeah, no, it's embarrassing amazing. For sure. I love it.
I love that. Also, the way you tell it is so funny because you just kind of surprise us. Like, I love a quick surprise. It makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah, you think maybe so she's going to yell at you about taking the last toilet paper or yes, something? Or can yes. I get, you know, can or, I get yeah. some of right. that hand sanitizer?
Oh, you fully went into her car. Also, it's COVID. So she probably was like, oh my God, I got to sanitize that.
She
like,
put her germs all over my seat.
I just got it sanitized. Oh my gosh.
I thought going through the comments of my post on TikTok, they were all saying, oh, I thought she was going to yell at you for not putting your card up. Because I said, you know.
That's another thing we don't do out here, although I try. But whoa, that is amazing.
I was like, no, she did it.
That's so funny. Oh,
Michelle, that's so funny.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Michelle.
Thank you so,
we hope
so
you have
much.
An amazing rest of your day.
You guys are so welcome.
Yay.
Uh-huh, you too.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So cute. I love her accent,
that
too.
That was so cool. But, you know, it's funny because a lot, I don't know anything about small towns. I mean, I do. I've been to them, but I don't know what it's like to live in there. So I feel like out here, you get in someone's car. That's not
you're getting
yours.
Shot.
You're going to get dragged out by your ankles.
Yeah, but I know my first reaction, too, would be like, what the fuck are you doing in
like,
my car?
Like,
get out
of
my
car
right now.
What
yeah. are you doing? Like, yeah. But I love that she just goes and she just stands and she just watches her.
She's like, I'm doing okay. Mm, how are you?
My family's good. And why are you in my car?
I'm learning to bake bread. What are you up to?
Like, you Dalgona know, just... coffee over here. That's what we're making. God, the flashbacks, man.
And I wonder if they're both in masks, probably.
Remember, everybody got maskne too. It was like so hot
mask-y.
And sweaty and just,
yes.
yeah. And you couldn't breathe. It was, yeah. Not
hated
fun
that.
Times.
I actually had to teach kids theater in a mask and children's theater, and I'm practically deaf. Awful. Awful. I got a lot of what they said
I can't
wrong.
Read any lips.
I can't read any lips. And they're like, I'm like, articulation and vocal. You know, I'm like, you need to project. But I still didn't hear them. Okay, so this story is from Reddit, and Jaman writes,
Jaman.
I love it. First, it's raining on the day of my wedding. Second, lightning struck the church as I was driving up, but the power stayed on, though. But alas, we were married. Then, in the pouring rain, we go off to the reception. Right after the obligatory cake face slam, he didn't want to be married to her. He said that. Okay. Right after the obligatory cake face slam, dancing ensues. Within 20 to 30 minutes, a relative dies of a heart attack while dancing with my grandma.
Oh, my God.
Her nephew, probably 58 years old. Isn't that awful?
That's horrible.
Thing is, he wasn't even invited to the wedding and just happened to be in the area, what? So we let him tag along.
This wedding is cursed.
I know. And then he, like, cuts a rug and has a heart attack. Given the major turn of events, we cancel the reception. Wife's dream wedding reception is now blown to hell. We end up getting waste.
Well, yeah, you have to cancel it if someone literally
you
dies
can't
at your
keep
wedding.
Dancing. You can't just keep on dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
We end up getting wasted in the bar with a few close friends. Hotel won't refund any food or beverage expenses. I understand the food, but wouldn't even refund untapped kegs or unopened wine. Fucking Doubletree. That's my favorite part. Fucking Doubletree. Anyway, next morning we leave for the honeymoon, throw the bouquet and garter at the airport to a very small group of friends. Haven't consummated yet. Off to a remote island for a romantic getaway. At the airport, there's one cab, probably a Honda Civic, and we have to share it with another newlywed couple. I don't know why he's digging on Honda Civic, so they're good cars. They run for miles. Check into the resort. I was told this is a nice place by my travel agent. This was before the internet reviews. And I requested a premium room and informed them that this is a honeymoon, so I need champagne, flowers, chocolate-covered strawberries, which, side note, I don't think that's the responsibility of the hotel. They're not going to go buy you champagne and, like,
I
put
mean,
flowers on
nice hotels usually do that. They
oh,
usually,
they do?
If they know it's your honeymoon, they usually will surprise you
that's
with,
amazing.
Like, a heart of flowers on the bed and, yeah, and champagne in a bucket.
Oh,
like, they're supposed to if they
okay.
know it's your honeymoon. Like, if it's a nice hotel.
I'm saying that from now on that it's my honeymoon.
Yeah, it's always your honeymoon.
So nothing was provided and all rooms were exactly the same, complete with two twin beds bolted to the walls.
Ooh.
And a bathroom that fit only one person at a time. Mm-hmm. No TV, no room service, electrical outlets down the hall. My bride actually had to blow dry her hair in a public area.
Aww.
What we found out the next day is that we had been sent not to a romantic couple's getaway, but to a family resort that catered to families with young children.
Oh, they're at Sandals?
All the-
or no, Sandals is no kids,
Sandals
isn't it?
Is no kids. I can't think of like a name of it.
I don't know of an all kids one.
A Disney, I don't know, maybe not. Disney? Yeah. Well, there's Maybe. Disney adults. Anyways, all the activities were geared around a circus theme, and we had kids marching around us all week singing silly chants and wearing costumes. We spent the week drinking heavily, didn't consummate until we got home. Okay, and then there's an edit, okay? It just wrote edit. And then it's, I lost my wedding ring in the pool for a couple of days. My camera stopped working almost immediately. The island had a lot of French tourists, so lots of topless young girls, and I felt like a pedo hanging out at the pool. Which, if you're at the pool with kids, and it's a kid's place, why are there people bathing with no tops on?
I don't know, dude.
This is a mystery to me.
I'm not a betting gal, but if I was, let me tell you, they are not together anymore.
That didn't consummate.
That wedding, that marriage did not last.
Also, can I quote? He said, then the obligatory face cake face. Wait, let me say this again.
They didn't bone one time in a whole week?
No. Well, no. Because they're around a lot of kids.
They're in their hotel.
Well,
their bolted twin bed hotel.
I mean, with twin beds, they had to sleep in twin beds.
Still, I think you got to make it happen at least once.
I think so, right?
I mean,
you're
right. It's pretty sad.
But also,
not.
He admitted to slamming cake into his wife's face. That's not a thing. That's not like a tradition.
It is a tradition, but
why would you do that to your beautiful bride with her beautiful makeup on?
Some people do it. There's the people who do the smashes, and there's the gentle, nice, kind bites. But the smash is very common.
If what was did Mariah?
We did not. I said absolutely not. We are not doing the smash. We did not do the smash.
If my husband had smashed me in the face with cake, I would have been. I would kick him in the nuts.
And
I probably would have kicked him right in the nuts. And just
that's
got in a fight.
That's some bad omens right there. I did have, you know what, one of my best friends when she got married, there were bats that like came down from the top of the church, and we were all like, what the hell is happening?
She said I do, and then,
in the
like,
church there
bats.
Were like freaking bats at the top, and we were like,
did they
but they're still
down?
Together and they're very happy together.
Wait,
they were like swooping around.
That's not good.
In there. But they're still together.
There you go.
They're still together.
There's probably a good omen.
Maybe these people are too. Okay, so I just want to say that clearly the algorithm has picked up on what I'm looking at and writing for embarrassing stories, because I was scrolling on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook that much because I keep it for Facebook Marketplace, you know? So when you open it, automatically pops up. And right away, the suggested random post popped up from a group called the Facebook Fart Club.
Yes.
Which is hilarious in itself, but I was like, what the actual fuck?
Yes.
And abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes.
So this story is from Sandra Pittock, and she wrote.
She said her real name.
She says her real name, and she posts a massive picture of her face,
her
just
butt.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's so funny.
That's so funny.
Okay. She's from Spain. I don't know. Facebook Fart Club is worldwide.
It's a community. It's a lifestyle. It's a vibe.
So she wrote, what's your most memorable fart? Mine is being talked about still 5 years down the line.
What?
I had crispy chili beef at a local Chinese restaurant, and I couldn't eat it all, so I took the rest home for the next day. With the benefit of hindsight, I shouldn't have had it before going to quiz night. But as it was held outside in an unenclosed terrace, I thought I could get away with it.
Wait. Okay, go on.
Do you want to add
quiz
something?
Quiz night?
Quiz night. Yeah. It's like a...
Like a trivia night.
Yeah, like trivia night.
Oh, I thought it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, like trivia
English
night.
Teacher.
It was held outside in an unenclosed terrace. I thought I could get away with it as long as I didn't let one go during the silence as people pondered their answers. This worked well for a while. They weren't too noisy or smelly. So she's just letting them rip out there on the terrace.
Her name is attached to this, which I'm very, I think it's
her
ballsy.
Name and a smiling face. She does not give a
She's like,
ugh.
Here I am, world.
Yep. There were six of us on our table, so even if one was heard, it would be difficult to apportion blame. Then I felt a real pressure cooker building up during the questioned silence, and I realized I couldn't hold on to it.
Oh, God.
Fortunately for me, it wasn't as loud as the rumbling suggested it might be.
Okay.
Unfortunately for me, just as I let it go, the quizmaster walked behind my chair. As was his usual habit, he held the microphone at arm's length so it wouldn't pick up his breathing. So
okay, what? farted into the microphone.
In a cruel twist of fate, it was level with the point of exit just as it reached my peak, reached its peak as he stood immediately behind my chair. So yeah, she blasted it into the microphone.
The embarrassing genie or whatever we call it is right there.
It was perfect timing. That right as she was letting it rip, he came to their table and had the mic out. There was no getting away with it. And as it was a beautiful sunny evening in Spain, no chance of passing it off as thunder either. It took several minutes to restore order. And the owner, because imagine, everybody died laughing. Are you kidding me? Like, she literally farted into the mic.
She farted into the microphone. And also, he used to then be like, okay, next question. Like, right.
Everybody heard it. The owner of the bar two doors down came to ask about the explosion and see if the emergency services were needed.
Wait, is that true?
Every word of this is true. That was right on cue, dude. It's like you knew what she was going to say. I wish it wasn't. As at every opportunity, the quizmaster or one of my so-called friends keeps the legend alive by recounting the sorry tale with embellishments. The quizmaster.
Okay, first of all, can I just say one thing about this? The person down the road that came up and was like, what's the commotion? Did you call the guards? Like, whatever. That person knew what they were doing. They knew. Yeah. They just are like, they knew that was a fart.
They heard that fart 2 doors
down. And
they
were like, oh, I'm going to make this even worse for that person. That's a good story.
I know.
That's like the guy farting in the woman's ear from last week.
I know, but this one was amplified.
It was amplified. Oh, and she still went back.
She don't give a fuck.
She didn't give a fuck. What's your favorite fart story? Was that how it started?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, that was really good.
Or no, she said most memorable. So that's pretty memorable.
That's pretty memorable.
Okay. No one's going to forget her.
No. She's,
or the sound of her
she
fart.
She doesn't have to win the quiz. She wins.
She won the fart award.
Okay, Kenny from Pasadena says, I'm currently a security guard by trade, but years back, I was leading a completely different life. Ever since I was a boy, I could do a spot-on Donald Duck voice. I did it for my friends, and they
said— What a claim to fame.
Like, seriously, that's not easy. I've tried to do it.
My dad's kills me. It's
really?
So funny. It's so bad. You can't tell any word. He's literally just like making sounds.
You to record that for Elliot, please.
I do. It's pretty funny.
Elliot loves them. All right. I did it for my friends, and they said, whoa, you've got something here. Someone somewhere said, did you ever think about doing kids' parties? They said, you'd make a ton of cash. So I got a costume and put myself out there, and pretty soon I was Donald Ducking it all over the place.
He was Donald ducking around. Is this a furry story? Does this turn into a furry story? Donald ducking? He was Donald ducking.
Oh, you have tarnished this story with your penis joke.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, whoa. Okay, these parties paid a lot. Well, my plans got derailed when at this one party, I was doing the voice and dancing with the kids in my costume, and this one kid comes up and says, you're not the real Donald Duck, and kicks me square in my balls. I fell over. I was mad. I got up, limped over to the kid's mom and said, I'm about to strangle that boy. And she said, what did he do? And I said, he kicked me. Where did he kick you? I said, where do you think? I can't hardly walk. I said, can I get my money, please? And she paid up, and I stopped doing the parties.
But did he say it as himself or as Donald Duck? That's what I want to know.
He didn't break character. If he didn't break character, then he's the real deal. Then they didn't know.
That's what I want to picture him saying as Donald Duck that he got kicked in the nuts. You know?
I wish I could do it
better that way.
I wish I could do it. Okay, let's just say he did say it in the voice.
Okay.
Doesn't say, so. Oh.
It's up for interpretation.
Yeah, I think you can see it however you want to hear it. But now my buddies say, you know what, Kenny? People are forgetting about Donald Duck. You got to get back out there and remind them. So I did. I go to the parties now and do the voice, and kids' faces light up and they say, do that again. I'm going to email Disneyland and see if they're looking for a Donald Duck, because how fun would that be?
He's ducking around.
He's Donald
He's
ducking
just
it.
Donald ducking
Donald
it.
Donald ducking. Isn't that another way of saying, like, you don't have any pants on, you're Donald ducking
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's pretty much
or
what it is.
Or Porky Pigging it.
And Donald ducking it, yeah. Either way, I mean, they both have shirts on. They're just wearing shirts. They have no pants. They got no pants. They're hanging out.
Story. Oh, Katie, you killed me. You just
killed
me.
I love it. Okay, my next story is from BuzzFeed, and Jesus Inc. writes.
Jesus Inc.
Jesus Inc. So a while back, I was at this party, and I was the first girl to arrive, and there were like 20 guys already there. We were all sitting around having a beer and whatnot when the DJ arrived. So all the guys went out the front of the house to help set up the DJ gear, and it was just me sitting there alone in the backyard for like 5 minutes. I stood up to go follow them because I was getting really bored when I realized something. My period had gone through my white pants and stained the white chair I was sitting in. So she's back there. What do you do? She's back there. She's by herself. She's bled through her pants, through the chair, and they are just, they're coming back any minute.
Okay, so the chair can move, right? It's not bolted to the ground. I get up with that chair and I scurry out the door and then they never see me again.
You just leave. You just carry it with you.
I carry it with me. I discard it, run to my car, call an Uber. I mean, do something.
Okay, well, you're thinking like her.
Do I have a sweatshirt on?
I was humiliated. Okay. I had no idea what to do. I could hear the guys were coming back and I had to do something quick. Time was running out. So I grabbed the chair. I ran like 10 meters and threw it over the fence into the neighboring yard.
With her period stain on
it. I quickly walked back and tied my jacket around my waist. The guys soon returned and didn't suspect a thing.
Yes.
I am amazing.
Okay, wait. Can we just talk about the neighbors? And they're just they're having a grill out.
Yeah,
and
they're just having a barbecue.
White chair with a period stain on it.
A chair comes flying over. But also, they just don't notice that they're suddenly missing a lounge chair that was back there before.
And also, you know what, though? This story doesn't end well because their neighbor is going to be like, hey, is this your chair?
I love, like, somebody responded at the bottom and was like, so that was you that threw the chair into my backyard.
Yes, I love the comments.
I was just sitting there and there's suddenly a chair. In my backyard with blood all over it.
Oh, God. That's just... But she got away with it that day.
I don't think I would have the balls to throw someone else's chair over a random fence, not knowing, is there a dog behind the fence? Is there people behind the fence?
Is there a pool? I would love to hear a big splash.
She fucking stayed because you're like, I would bounce. Like, she, like, wrapped her... She throws away the evidence, wraps a freaking jacket around her waist and is like, let's fucking party.
I love
that she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, me too. And she bled
through the jacket and then she
oh God.
And then she got in the pool.
She jumped into the pool. There's a pool there?
I don't know.
I was gonna say if there was a pool, I would just jump in the pool.
Just jump in the pool.
I would be like, oh my God, I fell.
But it's pretty funny.
That is really good.
I love the balls.
So good. Chucking a chair over the fence. That's ballsy. Okay, this is from a website I found, okay? And I'm not kidding. It is called the Asexual Visibility and Educational Network.
Okay.
I went deep diving, digging.
For asexual stories. Curious. I'm so curious.
No, not for asexual. No, I just found an embarrassing story on there. No. Okay,
I love it.
So this is Touch of Insight, and he writes.
But don't touch me.
But don't touch me. Katie. Oh, my God. You are on fire.
I'm just hilarious.
You really are. You kill me every single week. I, like, lose my mind. So he writes, I have a friend. Let's call him T. He's been my best friend for over 20 years. We have countless stories and shenanigans together, but this one is pretty damn funny. At some point in our young teenage years, me and my friend T got into this game of trying to moon each other unexpectedly. For those of you who don't know what mooning is, it's basically you pull your pants down and show someone your ass.
I think we all know what mooning is.
Well, maybe someone doesn't.
Is there any, if you really did, please write us if you don't know what mooning is, because I'm just curious.
The nuns that listen to this.
Yeah, we have a very large nun base.
Now, for us, it was just funny because we would be like, oh, damn it, I don't want to see that. Eventually, we got really used to this. It became kind of like a competition, and we always tried to sneak a moon wherever we could. So one day we were swimming and we got out of the pool. My friend T is in my room dressing across the hall from where I'm dressing in the bathroom. So we both had the idea to sneak attack each other here. He's got his pants down facing away from the door as to moon me as I walk in. I have my pants down walking backwards into the room trying to moon him, and I close the door trying to moon him. So do you see what's going on here?
He closed the door to the room. They're in opposite rooms.
They're like, and their butts are facing each other. And one is like backing.
So he backed up and closed the door to his room.
Like they're basically like a standoff with their butts.
Right.
And they're waiting for the person to turn around. They're butt to butt, basically, but not like far away.
But when it says he closes the door, that's what it means. He's like exiting the room and
he's exiting his room. Okay. Yep. Okay. So we both say something like, okay, turn around, you win, but none of us are taking the bait. So they're just like sitting there mooning each other, being like, okay, you got me, turn around. They're just like butts or face. It's so such butt a funny to image to me. He doesn't turn around. I don't turn around. We're in a battle of attrition. About 30 seconds pass by. We are hardly 2 feet away from each other, bare-assed, slightly bent, facing each other. A noise, the opening of a door. My mother walks in and starts a sentence. Hey, you guys want something to eat? Then a pause. Silence. I'll just leave you two alone. They're literally still mooning each other.
She's like, you guys are touching butts. No, they're 2 feet away from each other. Playing tummy sticks. What's happening here?
A moment passes. We both fall to the ground laughing hysterically. I don't think either of us cared that we didn't pull up our pants or anything. We laughed so hard that it hurt to breathe.
I mean, she sees some dangling balls at that point, too. It's not...
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. The guys are mooning. You got some dangling balls. She's seeing it all.
She just, like, shakes her head and just sees, like, two dangling balls. One of them is her son's, which is... This is an asexual... like a network online. All right. So he just wrote, for the next several days, all one of us would have to do is start that sentence. I'll just leave you two alone. And we'd bust up for an hour or two. It's still one of my fondest memories at my poor mother's expense. Asexual Visibility and Education Network. That's
love it.
Where it came from.
I love it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I love that idea of just like dueling butt moons.
Yeah.
Like trying to like
they're backing
the
into
one.
Each other.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Well, I don't know about backing into each other. It's just like 2 feet away.
Okay. My last one comes from Cup of Joe blog, and Tracy writes, I had a dishwasher repairman come to the house while I was trying to work. My dog Graham was obsessed with people and getting pats and breaking out of the office. Grr, Graham, I'd shout. The repairman would stand up and say, did you say something? No, sorry, it's fine. And I pointed aggressively to the office for the dog to return. About four times with the same command, the dog did it again. And I said into the kitchen space, oh, for fuck's sake, Graham, would you just sit down and be a good boy? The man standing at my kitchen bench says, sorry, what? I assumed I shouldn't have cussed, but then I zeroed in on his name badge. In my stupor, I didn't have the capacity to explain he shared the same name with my dog.
Oh, so, no.
So what? I just mumbled, sorry. My brain kept playing the tape of the last five times of shouting at him as a slow, painful montage.
Oh, my God.
I became so flustered and weird, and instead of just explaining, I silently took my dog and closed the door.
What? That is even worse.
Only after closing, long past a reasonable explaining time, did I remember that any minute now there will be an I'm all done, time to pay knock on my office door. Yeah, how weird is that they have the same name and he... Because that is such a weird name for a dog, Graham. Like, that's such a, like, yeah. A person name that, yes. Like, it's so funny that she, like, that happens where people just, it's the fight or flight, like, just the freeze.
You don't say anything.
Where you don't say anything, and that is the funniest thing to me.
It's
when people
so
never
funny.
Explain themselves. So she's no. Like, for fuck's sake, Graham, sit down and be a good boy. And he's like, the fuck?
What?
What is going on here? What are you trying
I
to do?
I do not play this game.
Is this some BDSM shit? I'm not
married.
Into it. Yeah.
That is really, really. I love that. I love that it's so random that that's his name too.
And he never
like what are the
responded.
Odds?
I know what are the
telling
odds?
You, there's some other realm out there, but and we cross into it.
They just ignore it. Realm. Just oh well. I guess we're never gonna talk about. It. He'll never know. He'll just think she was a fucking freak.
Yes.
And he'll never know the explanation.
Right. And he'll think forever. Like man, that was my one chance to be creep. To be you know crazy. Like that was my one chance to like do things that I've never done. And
he blew it.
He blew it.
You blew it.
You blew it. You blew it. Oh my God, that's good. It was like the lady who
it's
felt
like
that
so
old
random.
Lady's head and, on the pillow.
I know,
and ran
it said
out.
Nothing and just ran away. Like that's, the say nothings are the funniest.
The say nothings
to me.
Are so funny.
If you have a say nothing story, you better hit us up.
Please.
You did something so embarrassing that you just froze
and
just
ran.
Ignored it. It's
ignored it.
So funny.
Oh God, okay. Woof. All right, this is from Anonymous, and they write, I used to drive a school bus, and more than once I had close calls with number two. You don't realize how few places allow the public to rush in and take a dump.
You got to go to McDonald's, but in a school bus, that's pretty
every
hard.
Every single school bus I see now, I think about this story. It's like, oh, of course, you have to drop people off. You have to hold it.
You got to drop your logs off.
You
and it's not easy to do because
you
are stuck on that bus. You ain't got no bathroom.
You ain't got no bathroom. Well, she didn't have a bathroom. Oh, they didn't have a bathroom. I don't know who it is. I don't know. And how few of these have parking lots big enough to easily accommodate a school bus? Best option, grocery stores. There was one time I didn't make it, and I knew I wasn't going to because I still had a few kids left to drop off.
So now we know if we see a school bus in a grocery store, there's like the driver's taking a shit. Like that's what you're now you know that's
what
the signal.
Us with. That's
He's
the
clued
signal.
Us in. It's like the magicians revealing their secrets.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna take a picture of that next time I see it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole world going on behind that school bus. I pulled down a mostly quiet side street, grabbed a Ziploc bag, and did the best I could. Squatting in the aisle. Not my proudest moment.
Wait, what do you mean?
So I don't know why I keep saying she, I imagine. This bus driver could not.
I think that's definitely a guy if they're squatting into a bag.
Yeah, could not find a place to poop. So they pulled down.
But they went into a grocery store, right?
No.
Oh.
Oh, wait. You know what? You're right. That's so weird.
So why are they pooping in an aisle of the grocery store? They go to the bathroom.
Why would you give us like a red herring like that?
What happened?
Where you're like, you definitely got to go to a grocery store.
Best place,
so
grocery store.
So I didn't, and I pooped in a bag.
Grab a what are they? The little vegetable bags? They just like pooped in a vegetable bag
yes,
in the middle of the grocery store?
In the middle of the aisle of his bus.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying the grocery store aisle.
Bus.
I was like, what the hell?
No. He
didn't make it.
He didn't make it. He couldn't get to the grocery store. He couldn't do it. But imagine that.
That bus was stank when he picked
He blamed it on the kids. You know he blamed
He's
it
like,
on the kids.
I know y'all are farting back there.
You're all, yes, you little stinkers.
Literally. That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is linked to the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.